high and sound of abundance of rain. So 525, and we'll ask you to stand as we sing together, please. Let's just bow together in prayer. We'll lift our hearts together. Pray the Lord will come and presence himself with us and will know his blessing on the meeting. Father, we do seek thy face in prayer. Thank you for the opportunity to come before thee. We praise thee, Father, for that great privilege that we can approach right on to the very sovereign God of all the universe. We want to pray, Father, that you'll help us tonight, even as we do seek thee, want to pray that you'll come and guide us in our prayers, guide us in the requests that we offer even at this time. We bow, Father, with thankfulness that we're able to be here this evening. We do thank you for your presence with us through today, for your hand that has rested upon us. We do thank you, Father, even for your goodness to us, to our homes and our families. We're mindful, Father, of how you've blessed us, how you've provided for us. I want to thank you, Father, for the midweek service, and we thank you for the enabling us to be at the service tonight. Remember those that are gathered. Do bless us each one, Father. May we know the hand and blessing of God resting upon the service tonight. I want to pray, Father, from the very beginning, that we'll know the Lord is here. I want to pray that you'll pour out your blessing mightily upon the service. I want to pray, Father, that even for this time, we'll be able to focus and to concentrate upon the things of God. Remember, your word says we're to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And Lord, we ask that it'll ever be the desire of our hearts to give thee and the things of the gospel the first place, the priority in our hearts, in our lives, in our homes, and in all that we would do. We pray, Father, it will be those that are surrendered fully to the service of the Master. We think of how few our days are. Man that is born that of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. We're conscious, Father, just of how short our time upon this earth is. And we ask thee to help us to give ourselves even more fully to the work of Christ and to the spread of the gospel. Lord, we marvel at the opportunity that you have given to us to be a part of your work, to be a part of your great redemption plan, your great redemptive purposes. And Lord, our cry is that you'll use us. We come, Father, even tonight to pray for the hand of God to be upon the witness of the gospel in this city and the witness of the gospel across the land, even at this time. Remember the days of Samuel. It was ere the lamp of God went out. The light was burning very dimly in the land. And Lord, those are the days in which we find ourselves. The light of gospel truth is burning very dimly in this land of ours. But Father, it was at such a time that you raised up young Samuel as a prophet of the Lord. All Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that he was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And Father, we want to pray, raise up such a man in our land. Even at this time, we confess that it's one of the great needs of the day and the hour in which we're found. Lord, we ask thee for grace to live for thee every day. We recognize, acknowledge the challenges, the difficulties of the days in which we're found. We think of so much opposition to the things of God, to the message of the gospel. And Lord, our prayer is help us to be faithful. We have acknowledged your faithfulness to us already in this prayer. But Lord, we pray for grace that we might be faithful to thee. We're conscious, Father, at times you test us. Your word speaks of the trial of your faith. We remember even at the feeding of the 5,000, it says that those things at that time, that they were to try them. And Lord, we want to pray that at every time that you test us, that will be those that are found faithful unto thee. Help us to be faithful, Father, every day. Help us to be faithful unto death, until the journey's end. And we pray, Father, that you'll keep the church faithful to thee, even in the days in which we're found as well. We're mindful, Father, of those that can't be here tonight. We think of some that are ill, some that are still isolating, even at this time with virus in the family circle. Lord, be near to those families. And we're mindful, Father, of those that are unwell just at this time. We pray that they will know your presence with them. And Lord, we want to ask that very soon that they'll be restored to strength to be able to be with us again in the Lord's house. We pray that you'll bless the service tonight. We remember the Reverend Smith. We thank you, Father, for bringing your servant here amongst us tonight. We pray that he will know your hand upon him. We just pray now, Father, settle his heart. We pray, Father, that you'll still his heart, take away every distraction from his mind. Fill him with the Holy Ghost and with power. Help him as he'll speak to us this evening. Bring, Father, things easily to his mind. We pray that our hearts will rejoice in all that we hear. We pray, Father, for a word from thyself, a word from the scriptures. And as we hear the report and see the video, Lord, we want to pray that we'll have much cause to praise thee for doors that are open. We pray tonight that you'll own in a very definite way the witness of LTBS. Thank you for your hand upon it. Thank you for the memory of your servant Dr. Kearns and his vision that brought it into being. We think of this ministry continuing so strongly even when he's now called home to glory. He being dead yet speaketh. And Lord, we want to pray, own the ministry. Remember the Reverend Curran as he leads it. All the demands upon your servant from day to day. Remember the LTBS board, the decisions that need to be made. We pray, Father, that you'll guide them, give them wisdom. We pray they'll know the blessing of God. We pray they'll continue to know the provision of the Lord. Remember the deputation secretaries and their responsibilities too, the many journeys that they take, the added demands upon their time and upon their ministry. And Lord, to that end, we ask thee to help your servant tonight. Make him a channel of blessing in our midst. Remember his dear wife and family. Bless them at this time. Remember the work in Banbridge. We pray, Father, that the work there will know the blessing of God poured out upon it. We pray there'll be a stirring of the Lord in that town, that district. We pray there'll be a sending in of new people, a sending in of the unconverted. We pray that this year will be a year in Banbridge and in all our churches that'll be marked by souls been saved. Even the words that we've been singing, there's a sound of abundance of rain. Lord, we ask thee to give us the showers of blessing, even of which your word speaks. So, Father, hear our prayers now. Abide with us. Just bless this meeting. Bless our hearts as we commit the gathering into your hands. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're very glad to welcome to the service this evening the Reverend David Smith, the minister of our Banbridge congregation. He's one of the leaders of the work of LTBS. He's on the board and also he's a deputation secretary for our area. We're glad that he's able to be with us tonight. We're thankful for the Lord's good hand upon him. Remember that he was unwell some months ago with the coronavirus. We had assured him at that time of the prayers of the congregation here, so we're thankful that he's known the Lord's strengthening and healing touch, and he's been able to resume his ministry again without being off for too long. We're very thankful for that. He's going to give us a little report, bring a word to us, and he's going to show us a video, an update video of the work of LTBS. A little earlier in the day, the electric was off across the city here. I believe in some parts of County Armagh it's still off. We're hopeful that the weather won't affect the meeting in any way tonight, that we'll be able to get to the end without any interruptions. We'll certainly look to the Lord to that end. So we do welcome the Lord's servant. We're always glad of the opportunity to renew fellowship with him. We welcome him to Armagh tonight. We'll ask him to come and speak to us just now, please.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank your minister for the warm words of welcome. It's a joy to be with you tonight, and we trust that the Lord indeed will draw near as we inform you of the work of LTBS and update you, and I trust that as that is done, it will fire your enthusiasm for the work and encourage you greatly. But we are very, very grateful for the invite along and to be able to come here and speak to you. I know that We're somewhat affected with the numbers, but we'll not let that worry us too much this evening. My brother was saying about hopefully the electric won't go off. I was watching something just on the computer this afternoon about Chernobyl and how the reactor blew up. Well, I hope we don't have anything like that. And that wasn't a foretaste of things to come. But hopefully the power will keep on going. But good to be here. And on a personal level, I want to thank you for your prayers for me. Some months back, as our brother said, we were laid aside and ended up in hospital for a few days. But thankfully, things did not go the wrong way, and we didn't tip over into extreme bad health. We were with some folk in the ward, and it was an entirely different story for them. So we understand how serious the virus can be, and I'm very thankful for the prayers of God's people that things just didn't go down a very, very serious route, even though they were difficult. But I do appreciate your prayers and thoughts for us at that particular time. I want to turn you to the Word of God, and we want to read a passage, just a short passage, from the book of Acts, chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, and it's speaking here of Paul and Silas. A decision had been made to go back over the churches to encourage them. There had been some difficulty, of course. Barnabas thought to take John Mark. Paul thought it not good, and thus there ended up two efforts. But Paul had to find another partner in the work, and so that was Silas. But we will pick up the reading from verse 4 of Acts 16. Great chapter. We'll not go down into the chapter, but you learn of the conversion of Lydia, the young woman filled with a spirit of divination but delivered, and then of course the Philippian jailer and his house being converted. So what a wonderful thing took place. But it's those earlier verses I want to particularly consider with you, and I hope use them to help us grasp what the work of LTBS is about. So, verse 4, Acts 16, "And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now when they had gone through out Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. And therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and the colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the woman which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul." We'll end our reading at verse 14. We know God will bless the reading of his own word to our hearts. Let the Bible speak, as its name suggests, is all about making known the Word of God. That's our purpose. In this passage, we learn, among other things, that Paul, assured by the Holy Ghost as he went into Macedonia, a new area, but as he went, he was assured that God had called them to preach the gospel. And above all else, that's what the work of LTBS is about. Making known the Word of God, preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I would encourage you to constantly pray that in the midst of all the busyness, the work, the activity, the technology, and we'll say something of that in a moment, but amidst all of that work, that let the Bible speak as an arm of our church in reaching out to the world with the gospel. We'll never forget what its purpose is all about. It's about making known the Lord Jesus Christ. We are extremely thankful and grateful for the support that is given to us through our churches. Many individuals have stepped forward, donated much. We know, we covet the prayers of God's people, but please remember to pray that Let the Bible Speak will always stay true to its vision, and that is that its goal, its purpose, wherever it goes to in the world, we're assured that God has called us to preach the gospel unto them. If you examine this passage, you will see that there is the sense that Paul is working under the auspices of the general church. Mention is made in this passage of them going into these areas, preaching the word. And what were they doing? Delivering the decrees of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. So there was a home base, and Paul here was reaching out from that home base, realizing that there was a church structure, and he was going out with the message of the Word of God, but he was working hand in hand with those, especially at Jerusalem, as they were meeting, deciding the issues of the day. One of the big issues of the time was how to deal with the Gentiles, and that matter, of course, is still going to come up, but nonetheless, it was a matter that they were dealing with. But the thought I leave with you is that they were working under a structure. And if I may just stress also the point that the work of LTBS is an arm of our denomination, not an independent arm, but working directly under our presbytery. We have a board, and it's made up of elders and ministers, and also the Reverend Leslie Curran being the director. He, of course, takes a huge part of the burden of responsibility. But we work under the help and guidance and governance of our church. And I ask you to remember us in that work, that as we seek to go forward, representing our church body, we're here to preach the gospel, but we're here also to make known that we stand for the great fundamentals of the faith and the great truths of the Word of God, and as such, we're representing also the body of God's people. Do pray that the Lord will bless the efforts that are made, and the Lord will strengthen. Now, if you look at the passage, you will see that the purpose of Paul was to go back over these churches and to see them strengthened. They had been there before, and it says here that they went through the cities, delivered them the decrees for to keep, verse 4, that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. So you can see what's happening here through the preaching, through the teaching. There is the strengthening of believers. There is additional work being done, and these churches are being strengthened, and they're growing. They're increasing in number greatly in these regions. May I also say a word that, in connection with Let the Bible Speak, that this is very much what we do, especially when we think of at home or abroad. If we think of places like Nepal, the work there, of course, is now a Free Presbyterian body in its own right as a Free Presbyterian church in Nepal. But we work with that group. And so we're helping them. We're seeking to provide the finances that allow, for instance, Reverend Paul Thapa to continue that radio work. We're going to stress another matter just now, that he wishes to extend that and to see a radio station that will broadcast for a good part of the day into the region of Kathmandu, into that valley. And we are here to seek to try and support that work and support our brethren in those places. They do not have the finances of themselves to run this type of work, but with us as a church seeking to help them, and with LTBS seeking to provide the logistics and some expertise, then it means that these brethren can have such a facility, and the opportunity is therefore given to minister the Word of God in these places. So we are here to seek to strengthen the hands of believers in any part of the world where we can, and we work with several across the world in this regard. But pray for that effort, and pray that it will be to the advantage, the growth of those churches, and the extension of them, so that the gospel may go out and it will reach into the hearts of many, many more. Not only, if I may just pick up on Nepal here, thinking of this thought of strengthening, not only do we seek to strengthen our hands in terms of evangelism, in terms of the radio, but also we do provide help to evangelists that work in Nepal as well. And so what happens there is there will be responses, perhaps as many as 1,000 a year, roughly, responses coming in by way of letter because of the radio programs, and those evangelists will then go out into the hills and mountains where those people live, and they will seek to follow them up and seek to make contact with them. So we're seeking actively to help these brethren and to help these churches around the globe. I would mention also Africa. You will know of our missionary work and effort there in Kenya, and there are several radio stations that are being operated through our brother, Reverend Patterson, and we again help out in relation to that. So pray for all these efforts. You will see much more on the video, but I'm just pinpointing a few matters that particularly you might focus on and think upon. If I may also say a word about opportunity, because if we look at the passage here, here's Paul, he's going through all these churches, they're seeking to strengthen what's there, help where they can, and as they are doing this, something happens. First of all, we find that the Lord is leading and guiding in all their affairs. I don't know if you've ever really considered those few verses that we read where they weren't permitted to go and where they attempted, but yet still they couldn't. If you look there at the passage, it says there, verse 6, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, and they were come to Mysia, they said to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Those are very interesting verses, because they're reminding us of the fact that the Church of Jesus Christ, to which we belong, it is governed and it is led by the Lord Himself. And here we find the working of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we're told we don't make enough of the work of the Holy Spirit. Well, if we're speaking about those things that the Bible teaches in relation to the work of the Holy Spirit, I'm sure we could face that criticism. We don't speak of the work of the Holy Spirit as we should. Well, maybe we'll correct that now a little bit more. We seek to be guided and we seek to be led in the very work of evangelism by the Lord. And here's Paul the Apostle, and he's being directed and guided. And he's being directed and guided towards Troas because of a very important reason, as we shall see. But that means that there are places where, though he would like to go, he can't go because he's forbidden. We can't go everywhere. We don't have the manpower. And therefore, we're left with leaning upon the Lord to guide and direct us in those things that we should be doing. Sometimes doors close, for instance. You will remember that we had an opportunity to be on the Radio 5 network, and we were broadcasting across four or five different frequencies here in Northern Ireland. And I remember well when we received the news that that door was going to close. So it had been going for 10 years, I'm sure. And then suddenly, I think there was a new managerial approach to things, and suddenly the door was closing. Well, as that door was closing, something else had been happening. And that was the efforts that we've been making on TV and seeking to try and find out if we could successfully record programs for television and broadcast them. And that work had been going on for several years, and we were coming up to the moment when we would press the on button on that, and that would commit us. A lot had to be done. There was a lot of experience to be gained, a lot of information to be got, a lot of equipment to be sought after, and arrangements made. But I remember well, because I'm the secretary in LTBS, it was about November time, and two things came together at that meeting. First of all, the closure of the door on the radio, which we always held to be a great token of God for good. And at that very meeting, we had come to the place where we had to make a decision in relation to the television, and it was whether or not we go forward with it. And that was a big, big step at the time. But I remarked even then at the providence of God that as one door closed, another door opened for us. And that reminds us that we are dependent upon the Lord to open up doors. Try as we may, attempt as we may, everything we do is dependent upon the will of God. And therefore, there's something for us to pray over again in relation to these things. Opportunities arise. Sometimes doors close. Pray that on all occasions we will know the leading, and very, very difficult to do so. But God opened this door, and so we're able to broadcast those programs that are made in Lurgan throughout the whole of the United Kingdom, and it goes even further than that. In my congregation in Ardara, shortly after we did some pilots, a couple went to Spain and they got into their room, turned on the TV, and what should come on straight away but Revelation, and it happened to be our program. So it shows you how far it reaches. So pray that the Lord will bless that effort, that new door, but pray that God will open up greater doors for the preaching of the Word of God. We have a wonderful opportunity through this media, whether it's radio, or television to make known the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray that further doors will open and we will see the work go forward. To that end, I would ask you just to pray over the work that is going on in Lurgan. It is our aim to improve the facilities, and we are in discussions at the moment with the Lurgan Church, as well as with our own team in LTBS, and we're trying to pursue this, and we trust that in the year ahead especially, we'll be able to say much more about it. Some mention will be made on the video, but I hope that you will take note of that and pray much over that effort that is to be made. We want to have a suitable suite of rooms and place where we might continue that work that we're already going with in Lurgan. Remember also the work of the radio. By and large, that is still the main area of our focus. And do pray for all the various avenues through which the Word of God goes out across that means. Let us pray that God will open up the hearts of individuals as He opened up the heart of Lydia and brought her to know the Savior. My, what the Lord can do and what the Lord can work in days ahead. Let's give ourselves more and more to prayer. Remember, please, our brother, Reverend Leslie Curran. Please continue to pray for him, that he'll know the Lord's help as he guides and he leads us. He's also not only the director, but he's also the convener of the committee as well. And I also wish to say a little word about our brother Dr. Kearns. Our brother mentioned it in prayer. And of course, we miss him greatly because of his influence, advice, and counsel. And in many ways, it was actually his vision to see the work of television work for LTBS advanced. And he was the one that had the vision for doing that from the Lurgan site. So we are thankful to God that his vision is still taking shape and we're still moving forward with it. So we're grateful to God for our brother. Do remember his wife. Continue to pray for her. Though our brother no longer is among us, we thank God for his memory and we thank God for his work and his influence. But next year is the 50th anniversary of LTBS, so that is also an exciting time for us as well. So we've tried to cover a lot of ground here tonight, and it's in preparation for showing you the video so that as you see it, it might, as it were, fuel your thoughts and also your prayers for the work. Again, thank you very much for the opportunity to come tonight, for your listening ear. We appreciate also your prayers and the support that you do give to LTBS. Without it, we simply couldn't go forward. You will see some of the financial figures put on the screen, and that will give you an idea of the running costs of making all of these programs, and thus how the money that is being donated is being used. But thank you very much for the opportunity tonight to speak with you. I would say after the meeting, there's just a few books. There are books left over from other publications. They're being sold at a fraction, radio donation. They're in a little case out there. There's also a little leaflet, and it has on it the programming that goes out under LTBS. It's not everything, but it's most of the programming that we're doing. Please pick one up as you leave this evening. I'd ask our brother if he wishes to go ahead and show the video, okay? That's not part of the recording, by the way.
This is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to another gospel broadcast where we let the Bible speak. The It's good to have you joining us, and we trust that as you hear the Word of God today, that the Lord will bless His truth to your heart. From its commencement in 1973, Let the Bible Speak has never lost sight of the vision set forth in our Savior's words, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." In obeying these words of commission, there's only one message to preach, Christ and Him crucified. And that one message has been proclaimed for almost 50 years of gospel ministry on the world's radio waves. In fact, next year, God willing, we'll mark the 50th anniversary of LTBS. It's semi-centennial. And over those years, the outreach has become truly international. Listeners in Southern Africa first heard LTBS proclaim the gospel message on Swaziland Radio. Then, when Radio Swazi stopped religious programming, the same message was beamed via shortwave transmitters across West, South, and East Africa on a 30-minute weekly broadcast. We eventually changed to another broadcast network which covered the same areas and only requiring the use of two transmitters. However, dissatisfied with the number of listener responses, we availed of a new package offer from our original broadcast network in July 2021. This outreach gives us one shortwave broadcast covering the whole of Southern Africa, a broadcast in Kenya on Sahara FM, consisting of three FM stations targeting the areas of Kisumu, Busha, and Webai, along with multiple broadcasts on the Radio Pan Am internet station, repeated every 4 hours in a 24-hour period. Sahara FM is also heard in hospitals and prisons in those regions. In addition to these slots in Kenya, Reverend Malcolm Patterson continues to organize and compile weekly 15-minute LTBS programs on Radio Imani in Katale and Radio Lubeo in Kakamega. Three local pastors preach the word in Swahili over sequential weeks. LTBS programs are also aired by Reverend DiCanio on the Free Presbyterian radio station in Monrovia, Liberia. Do remember in earnest prayer the weekly ministry of the gospel on all these stations, that perishing souls will come to Christ and believing saints will be encouraged in the faith. In the Far East, a 30-minute program is heard each week on shortwave across the Indian subcontinent. The weekly cost of all these broadcasts is approximately £300 per week. India's northeastern neighbor, Nepal, has Let the Bible Speak broadcasting on over 20 FM stations. 10 of these transmit one 15-minute program 7 days a week, and 10 of them broadcast LTBS during one 15-minute slot twice each week. Some free airtime is available on other stations. This amounts to a weekly cost of approximately £577. On all these broadcasts, the Reverend Paul Thapa, moderator of the Free Presbyterian Church of Nepal, preaches the word, compiles the programs, and distributes them to the stations. The Reverend Thapa's long-time burden to see the establishment of an LTBS-sponsored station, replacing airtime on some existing stations, and reaching a huge potential audience in the Kathmandu Valley, is at last beginning to be realized. Our Nepal radio appeal, launched in 2021, in just a few months reached and exceeded its target of £30,000. To all who contributed so willingly and generously, we say a sincere thank you in the Lord's name. Your practical support now makes possible ongoing development of the project by Nepal FPC. Reverend Thapa reports that registration requirements have been completed and a suitable building obtained. This is just the beginning. Much has still to be done in progressing towards the objective of a fully functioning station sounding out the word to the Kathmandu Valley population of some 5 million souls. The complexities of planning,
purchasing and installing equipment have yet to come, along with programming and maintenance schedules and organizing manpower assistance. Undoubtedly, there'll be difficulties to be overcome and problems to be solved, but we have a faithful God of infinite wisdom and almighty power to guide and bless this effort to reach needy souls with the gospel for His own glory. Only with your commitment and support under God has much been accomplished already. With that continuing engagement, we trust the Lord will be pleased to use it in the extension of His kingdom in hearts and lives in Nepal. On average, close to 100 letters per month are received from listeners, many from very remote areas. The full-time field workers walk for many hours over difficult terrain to make personal contact with listeners who are given a new beginning booklet translated into Nepalese. The men receive some financial support from LTBS with a contribution from churches in Nepal. To date, 16 churches have been formed in various villages, made up of converts to Christ from the radio broadcasts. The Lord has blessed His word in Nepal in a great and gracious way. Nearer home, London's Premier Radio airs our 5 13-minute programmes with a weekly outlay of £250. The Reverend Patrick Baker, our minister in London, is the resident preacher.
London itself is a very different place to be compared to, you know, towns, and where I was in Lewes, it was quite a smaller town. Walthamstow is northeast London, very, very populous area, and again, very, very diverse, as you can see around the streets. The radio work here, it began during the ministry of Reverend Gordon Ferguson. They moved into this present premises around 2001, this building here. And I believe a couple of years afterwards, the radio ministry, the Let the Bible Speak ministry, began around that time. The first time I arrived here in the church, the one thing I noticed straight away when I got to know some of the people in the church is that people had come as a result of the radio ministry. And since then, people have come and gone. But there's still those present with us today, and they came directly as a result of listening to the Let the Bible Speak broadcasts. Let the Bible Speak ministry here in London, it's aired through Premier Christian Radio. Ourselves, we broadcast 5 times a week. The programmes go out at 1 a.m. each day, so Monday to Friday, and they last about 13 minutes or so. People often ask the question, you know, why do you broadcast that in a particular time, and do people listen? Premier Christian Radio in the past have relayed to us that, you know, quite a number of people are listening at that particular time for all sorts of different reasons. People are working different times, but we're very thankful for this opportunity. The range of the broadcast in the last few years has certainly expanded. I think in the early days it was only, you know, through medium wave, so the catchment area was just the London district. But with the dawn of digital radio, it means that our programmes, they go out throughout the entirety of the United Kingdom. Every now and then we get some written correspondence. I've found usually the written correspondence comes from prisoners, people that are serving time for different reasons. One piece of correspondence I got was actually from a young lady, and she says in the letter that myself and other of the inmates always are blessed and spiritually uplifted during the 15 minutes of Let the Bible Speak programmes on Premier Christian Radio. Another letter which I got from a man called Kevin, so he's serving time up in Scotland. He said this: "You have become a kind of friend to me and a constant support to me through the terrible time I go through in prison." He says, "Please can I ask you to pray for me?" So again, another example of someone in a very difficult part of life, you know, inwardly or physically imprisoned. But we hope the gospel can, you know, set people free spiritually.
In the Irish Republic, our broadcasts, which now number 12 per week, reach many on both sides of the border. Our Armagh, Auchnacloy, Corrigarry and Six Mile Cross congregations help sponsor the Wednesday afternoon slot on Radio Star, a spot made available when Clocker Valley moved their programme to 12 noon each Lord's Day. And on Radio North, we now air a 30-minute program each Sabbath afternoon at 3 p.m., broadcasting the audio track of our television broadcasts, and our Coleraine congregation sponsor the weekly Sabbath evening broadcast. These stations incur a weekly cost of approximately £300. Our quarterly magazine is much valued by listeners who have little or no access to sound gospel literature and don't have the privilege of sitting under a biblical ministry. The printed page is yet another means of spreading the word. We print some 3,000 copies each quarter at an annual cost of £7,500. Copies go to radio listeners, our congregations here and on the mainland, and we also send to some churches in our sister denomination in North America. In addition to our radio and television outreaches, the opening of our LTBS shop in Banbridge gives opportunity for a local street witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Several hundred Bibles and hundreds more gospel tracts and LTBS publications have passed into the hands of those here in Northern Ireland and visitors from the Republic of Ireland. Many of the numerous personal contacts have led on to encouraging and spiritually profitable conversations.
The Lord has really blessed the way the things is working out in the shop, both with donations and with our customer base. In the last 12 months or so, the customer base has probably doubled. We had one family in particular come in through from Dublin, and they bought a plaque saying "You must be born again" that was to go above their hall door so that anybody coming into their home would know that they needed to be saved. This family was saved through outreach in the middle of Dublin, and they're now, as a family, doing outreach themselves. They're also leaving information into the local chapels, which includes Let the Bible Speak information, which is great. We're very grateful for all the donations. We're grateful for our volunteers, and we're grateful for the public support. For one customer coming in with a bag of stuff is just as important as a large consignment of donations. We would ask for prayer that things here would continue, that the Lord would give us opportunities to speak to people, to hand out Let the Bible Speak literature, and that He would continue to bless us just as a public witness here for what Let the Bible Speak does. We have a lot of people on prayer request lists. We have 2 books of them now. So we have a lot of folk that needs prayer. We would just ask that you would continue to remember those people that are on the lists as well. We would ask that you would pray as well. There's a Bible that stays in the front window, large giant print Bible, and we would ask that you would pray that even people reading that on the way down past. We have council workers that read it every day. They ask me to turn the page over if they've got the page read that they're on, so that is still continuing, and we would ask that even through the Bible in the window that would be a witness for the Lord.
Do pray with us for the Lord's continued blessing upon this witness on the high street, that spiritually it will be a rescue shop for souls. Our weekly television program continues sounding out the good news. Television, just like radio, is still a very cost-effective way to reach lost souls with the message of the cross. It's equally effective in feeding the flock of God on the finest of the wheat. We want to reach those in the UK and the Irish Republic with the message of Christ and Him crucified. The television broadcasts air each Wednesday at 6:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. on the Revelation Channel 581 on Sky TV. They can also be viewed on Freesat Channel 692, Freeview HD Channel 264. And for more broadcast information, do check details on our website, ltbs.tv. The LTBS website is well worth a visit. At ltbs.tv, you'll catch up on the latest LTBS news, access our recently broadcast audio and TV programs, and view past issues of the LTBS Quarterly Magazine. Our daily devotional is there as well. It's available to read and also listen to as an audio recording. You can sign up for the devotional and have it delivered to your phone or computer. It provides you with a brief daily meditation on a text of Scripture and concludes with a notable quotation from a preacher or writer, giving you yet more food for thought. Let the Bible Speaks First radio programs were recorded in the cry room of our church in Ballymoney and subsequently relocated to the redesigned and refurbished old church building at Cabra, which then became for many years the Let the Bible Speak recording studios. The changeover to digital recording and later the addition of a television ministry meant these studios, which had served the purpose so well, were no longer suitable. A new studio was planned, located this time at the rear of our church in Lurgan. It's a more central spot in the province, with good access roads. The studio will be purpose-built, with rooms and facilities to meet all of the recording and post-production requirements of LTBS for future times, God willing. We so much need the Lord's wisdom, help and blessing at every stage in this project as we seek to further the spread of the gospel. There's a great outreach yet to be done, and many still to be won for Christ. Let's make full use in this internet and digital age of all legitimate means to proclaim the gospel to the needy. With your help and support, much has been accomplished, and without it, we would not now be continuing to Let the Bible Speak on air. Your support, prayerfully and financially, has been an indispensable part of this ministry, and we thank you in the Lord's name. We must lengthen our cords and strengthen our stakes if we are to meet the increasing costs of airtime and the additional outreach planned in the Lord's will. Another generation of Free Presbyterians responding to the Savior's words, "Go and teach all nations," will ensure that Let the Bible Speak will have an ongoing witness to the nations of the world.
Trying to get up to speed with recording and so forth, so we weren't at this stage of ready to give any real detail on that. So we left in what we had, and we still yet to get Reverend Rose to do a feature on the video, so just bear that in mind. Reverend Patrick Baker is not going back to London at the Rose recording, but do remember the Reverend Rose and pray for him. Master, this new work. Thank you.
We want to sing a few verses of hymn 512. It's Charles Wesley's great hymn, "Give me the faith which can remove and sink the mountain to a plain. Give me the childlike praying love which longs to build thy house again." 512, we'll sing 1, 3 and 5, and we'll stand as we sing, please. Have been blessed tonight.